Want to learn how to be an entrepreneur?
You are dedicated and devoted to a life of developing new ideas and innovations, willing to take calculated career risks, achieving independent wealth and success. Then you are ready to experience the entrepreneur effect. We'll highlight opportunities for entrepreneurs in digital marketing through interesting, practical, and thought-provoking interviews and monologues. Increase your income and be your own boss by listening to The Entrepreneur Effect. Please welcome your host, a 25-year veteran in sales, management, and business development, Dush Ramachandran.
Hi, and welcome to Entrepreneur Effect. This is Dush Ramachandran, and my guest today is Tristan White, who is the founder and CEO of The Physio Co., which is a unique healthcare business that in 2014 ranked number one on BRW's list of Australia's 50 best places to work. Welcome, Tristan.
Hi, Dush. Great to be here.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. So tell us a little bit about, you know, our guests usually people that have started technology companies or they teach negotiating. We rarely have a professional physiotherapist or a physical therapist, as they're called in America, and a physiotherapist, as they're called everywhere else in the English-speaking world. So tell me about, you know, how you started on your journey in physical therapy and what caused your business to be ranked number one in the list of best places to work in Australia.
Absolutely, Dush. And I'm very pleased to represent the services businesses on your podcast. So it's a great honor to be something a little bit different, Dush. But to give you a bit of background, yes, I'm a physical therapist or physiotherapist as known here in Australia. And my early career, I had a real interest and desire to work in the sexy part of the physical therapy industry, and that being of working with elite athletes and with sports physiotherapy.
Right.
And I started my career in a growing group of practices and working with an under-18 elite sports team, a football team here in Australia. And but it was within the first year or so of my career, Dush, that I had a real conflict of head versus heart. And my head was telling me that I was progressing in the direction of my preferred career, but my heart was telling me that I wasn't as satisfied doing this work with elite sports people and moving in that direction. And the reason being that I reflect on now is that when working with elite sports people, it's very important for them to be able to run faster, jump higher, tackle harder. But for me, as a human being, I personally wasn't getting the reward and the feel of the appreciation of doing that type of work. I felt that I could use my skills elsewhere. And so I had this real conflict, and I left that early job in private practice, reflected on what I wanted to do, and being a young 23 or 24-year-old physical therapist who had told everyone that my career was in the sexy end of physical therapy, I didn't actually tell very few people that I'd found an area of interest that was very, very, very different to sports medicine, and that was working with older people, working with elderly folk in nursing homes and retirement villages and helping them to be as mobile, as safe, and as happy as they could be. And so, Dush, in the early part of my career, I've had this pivot. And I start this business in aged care, which is the Physio Co., which is now more than 13 years ago. And over the journey of growing that business from just me working in one aged care home in Melbourne, Australia, we've now grown over 13 years to have more than 100 physical therapists. And this year, we will deliver more than 200,000 consultations to Australian seniors to help them stay mobile, safe and happy. But where the culture part comes in and why I've become obsessed about company culture and building a great place to work is that it's really, really difficult to build a team and to engage a team working with elderly folk, because it is not necessarily the most attractive part of our industry and something that not a lot of people are super keen on. However, if we can create a great place to work and a really strong learning and engaged culture, then that does flip the coin somewhat and provides an opportunity to grow a strong team. And that there is the basis as to how we've been focused on building a strong place to work.
Excellent. So, you know, a lot of our listeners are, you know, business owners and entrepreneurs, and they have businesses, you know, ranging from, you know, 1-2 person companies to 25, 30, 40 people. We do have the occasional listener who, you know, works for a large corporation or runs a larger business. But to all of them, there is a common issue that they all deal with, which is why, you know, your topic is so interesting for our listeners, which is, you know, everybody wants to create a good culture. Everybody wants their employees to be happy. Everybody wants to be rated as one of the best places to work because that helps to attract and retain really good talent. But the exact mechanics, the steps of how you actually achieve that escapes most people. So people, and there's no, you know, it's not taught in schools or in business schools as to how to build a great culture. So most people revert to their own natural behavior. And they tend to try to motivate people based on the way they like to be motivated or they have felt motivated in the past, which often doesn't work. So what, you know, give us two or three ways in which you can quickly improve the culture of a small organization.
Dush, fantastic question, and a quick way to really change the culture in an organization, in my experience, is to stop making about you as the owner and start making the environment about the people that are serving the business, and be very focused on the individual needs and wants of the individual people. And a great way to possibly do this is as the owner and a leader of a business, we have very clear goals as to where we'd like the business to grow to. But if we can take a moment to understand the dreams and hopes and desires of the individual people that are working inside our business, and we can align those and try and match them up, the personal goals of the individuals to the professional goals of the business, that is one of the most important starting points that we can do to have an engaged workforce. Okay. The second thing, Dush, yeah, and the second thing I'll quickly share is that we need to be authentic leaders. We need to be very, very transparent. And if we make a mistake as a leader, we have to completely admit it and own it and make sure that there's a no blame sort of environment. Because I think as leaders, we think that we need to be infallible, and we think that we need to be continuously moving forward and not making mistakes. And that's just not human. And the best workplaces and the best cultures are very human cultures and very human workplaces. And we can do that by showing our authenticity, by sharing the mistakes we make as leaders, and empowering people to also be very open and transparent in the workplace as well. So I think it's two quick steps. I think there's a real structure that I'd love to share with you in your lessons about building a strong culture, but in terms of quick wins, I think they're two places to potentially start.
Sure, absolutely. That's really helpful. Now, what, in your experience, what do you find are some of the main stumbling blocks to building a good culture? Many of our listeners are also in the position of having either bought a company or inherited a company or been brought into a company in some way where they've inherited a certain culture that existed before them. And so now you've got the challenge of not even just creating a brand new culture from start, which is often easier than to change a culture that has existed for a number of years. So do you have any thoughts on how that could be best accomplished?
Absolutely, Dush. And I think it's important. And the most important note that we can to talk to transforming a culture is to accept that every organization does have a culture. But if it hasn't necessarily been embraced and designed, you'll have a culture by default, And that is just what goes on around here because we've always done it, as opposed to the experience that I've got in building an organization which has got a strong culture is a culture by absolute design. And that is that we put a lot of time and effort into envisioning what the future will look like and then working backwards to making sure we put the steps in place. So the very first starting point I would have for people is to, one, understand what their culture is, even if it has been as it has grown by default. And then once you've got a good feel for what it is at the moment, consider what the future could look like in terms of a strong culture, what it would look like, feel like, act like in a period of, say, 3 years' time, and then work with the individual people again, engaging with the people you're working with to get their insights as to how they feel about moving towards this envisioned future.
Great. And that's really good practical stuff. We'll continue our conversation with Tristan White when we come back. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contest and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
You are experiencing The Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. And our guest today is Tristan White, who is the founder and CEO of the Physio Co., a unique healthcare business that was ranked as BRW's list of Australia's 50 best places to work. And we're chatting about what creates good company culture or corporate culture. During the break, or just before the break, Tristan, we were talking about, you know, how you transform a culture that you might have inherited or a culture into which you might have been injected at some point. But, you know, one of the big challenges that, you know, small business owners typically face, and the thing that I'm sure if you're doing the business of teaching people how to improve the culture in their organizations, one of the things that you probably encounter quite often is people saying, gosh, you know, that sounds like it's going to take an awful lot of time. You know, I have to sit down and talk to every person that works with me, and I have to find out what their dreams are, what their aspirations are, what their frustrations are. And many of these people are not the crispest communicators. They take a long time to get their ideas out, and I just don't have the time. What do you say to that?
Dush, what I say to that is that investing in culture, and I use that word investment very, very deliberately, investing in culture over a period of time, it has two tangible returns for the senior team. One of them is time. Yes, there's an investment in time to build the culture, but the output is that you get more time back because you have this engaged workforce that can get on with doing the job without continuously coming back to the senior team. And secondly, investing in culture results in cash. There is certainly a monetary return by having a workforce which is more productive because they're more engaged. They typically stay for a longer period of time in terms of tenure because of the less turnover of staff. And we have this, there's a pure financial benefit which is can be returned from a cultural investment. And there's also the time that, and I think most of us business owners and me being an entrepreneur myself, knowing that time is an absolute premium. And if we can invest in a culture which enables us to reclaim some of our time in our life to focus on business or on some other part of our life, then I think there's a real opportunity there to reap the benefits.
Great. And so in your current work now, do you provide consulting on how to build a good culture, or do you focus primarily on the physical therapy business?
So a majority of my time is on the Physio Co. Leading, I'm a practitioner, I'm no longer a physical therapy practitioner. I'm not treating patients, but I'm a practitioner of growing a business and being an entrepreneur. But I spend about 20% of my time in addition to leading the Physio Co. just sharing this passion that I've got, and the passion that I have outside of helping seniors stay mobile, safe and happy is that I think the world needs more great places to work. And I'm very focused on learning how to create a great place to work myself, applying those lessons and learnings and sometimes failures and things that don't work at the Physio Co, and then taking those learnings and sharing them with the outside world in other businesses. So, yes, I do speak. I do keynote speeches. I do some coaching with entrepreneurs, and I consult to organizations to help them to embed these practices that can help them to build a great place to work.
Fantastic. So in terms of all of the technological advances that we see in the workplace, you know, work at home has become pretty common. A lot of people telecommute. They don't actually go into a physical office. They work from home. You know, technology has made that possible. I mean, even this very podcast. I mean, you're in Melbourne, Australia. I'm in Boulder, Colorado, in the United States, and we're having a conversation that is crisp and clear, as if we were sitting across the table from one another. So now, as I'm sure you've seen, many of these technological advancements that we now take for granted, where inter-office communications now happens most often on instant messenger rather than by somebody walking over to somebody's desk, because there's a chat group going on and people are chatting constantly, either on Skype or instant messenger of some kind. What impact do you think all of that has on company culture?
Well, the opportunity, I think the upside of that technology, Dush, is that it makes communication even simpler. There are so many channels to communicate, and there are so many ways to communicate. So I think in the old, before all this technology happened, where people had to get up out of their seats and go and speak to someone, maybe there was less communication that actually happened, because now we've got more opportunities. And whether it's messenger, whether it's email, whether it's social media, there's so many ways to communicate. And communication is a critical part of building an engaged team and workplace. By the same token, the way that messenger is sometimes used can result in absolutely a detraction in the culture, in that there can be far too much noise, and it can be a very impersonal way to communicate, where people don't greet each other, they're not polite, they're not caring for other people. The messenger becomes entirely about the person sending the message, and we miss all the important parts of human connection and human interaction, which makes working with other people such a real pleasure. So I think the way we use messenger is a really important thing to take note of.
Great. Yeah, that's good to know. Now, in terms of the entrepreneurs that you coach and advise, what are some of the most common challenges that they encounter? And, you know, what advice have you typically given them that might help our listeners who might be having similar challenges that they're faced with?
I think one of the most important things to acknowledge as an entrepreneur is that there are points of friction as you grow a business. And I personally have experienced these points of friction where I felt completely stuck. That was at the very early days when it was a very small team of two or three people. Then I got stuck again when we had about 20 team members. And similarly, at 50. And more recently, when we got to around the 100 team members, we've got these moments where we got stuck, and what got us here won't get us to the next step. And I think it's very important that people understand that the life as an entrepreneur is a life of growing and learning and expanding what we've been putting in place. And just because you're stuck doesn't mean that things are broken. It just means we need to rethink the direction for the business and for the culture. So that's one of the first things, is to really reassure people that if they're stuck, it's okay. It's an opportunity. The second thing, Dush, that I think is really important to share with people is that growing a great culture and very similar to growing a great business over a period of time requires some rituals and habits that are repeated on a continuous way. And I'll give you a very culture-based example. Is that in my experience, it's very important to have a reward and recognition program for team members, which is based upon the core values of an organization. And so people will be rewarded and recognized for doing great work when they live one of the core values of an organization. And there may be an employee of the month or the week or the quarter, whatever you choose, but a real system where we use core values to collect stories and then tell those stories about the great behaviors that people in an organization are doing so that then they can be acknowledged. But unless that system does run the way that it was designed and communicated to happen, then we hit big problems. And what I mean by that is a monthly program that happens January, February, March in a year. But then in April, if people choose to celebrate Easter and Easter gets a bit busy during April and we forget to do it during April, we don't quite get back on track during May. And then June and July, we again have our reward and recognition program. But August is a busy period and we forget to do it. That's the type of stuff that us entrepreneurs often do, and it loses real momentum. So consistency is a critical part of building a strong culture, Dush.
That is, I think, really, really key advice there. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Tristan White. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more of The Entrepreneur Effect when we return.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit FjordGedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's FjordGedigital.com.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at MPP.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
You are experiencing the Entrepreneur Effect. Here's Dush Ramachandran.
And we're back. This is Dush Ramachandran with Entrepreneur Effect. And our guest today is Tristan White, who is the founder and CEO of The Physio Co., which was listed as one of Australia's 50 best places to work. So before the break, Tristan, we were talking about, you know, the ways in which you can build a great culture and how technology might have impacted this and how you can leverage technology to improve culture within an organization. Now, you said you provide coaching and guidance to other entrepreneurs. Do you take on clients? I mean, are you still taking on clients, or is that strictly by you're picking them, or can somebody approach you and say, I'd love some help in this area? How does that work?
Yeah, look, Dush, I absolutely take on new clients, and I do work with people to help them with their culture. But it's, as I explained before, my absolute priority is leading my business internally, and then working with clients to help them build cultures is build their culture is something I'm very passionate about. But I do receive requests, and then we typically have an initial call to just check on the hopes and dreams of the client versus my expectations, and we make sure there's an alignment between the work that I do and what the client is looking for. So it's a very typical type of business engagement. But the short answer is yes, I do take on new clients, and the best place that people can start to understand the work that I do is to grab a copy of a book that I've written about culture with everything, and or download the free chapter that's available to really get a feel for the angle that I come from on building a strong culture.
Great. So the book is Culture is Everything. Where is the book available that people might get a hold of?
Yeah, so of course you can jump over to Amazon to get a copy, either a Kindle copy or a paperback copy. To download the free chapter, the best place is to head over to my home on the web, which is tristanwhite.com.au. That's an Australian website, and you can download the chapter, check it out there. And then if you are in Australia, you can order the book from that website. If you're in the US or elsewhere, Amazon is the best place to get it.
Excellent. And what do you discuss in the downloadable chapter? Is that something in the middle? Is that something in the beginning? What might someone expect to find in that downloadable chapter?
The downloadable chapter is both the introduction and the chapter one, which really sets the scene of, firstly, my experience as a physical therapist, the struggles of building a team in the early days, and how I discovered this idea of a values-based business being the real foundation for building a strong culture. And then it does outline the four secrets of building a world-class culture, which is the framework that I use both in the Physio Co. with our clients, and I go into more detail deeper into the book. But the downloadable chapter, Dush, is really an introduction and then an example of what the detail of the system looks like.
Excellent. And we don't have a whole lot of time. We have about 4 minutes left in our segment. What are you most excited about? About the future, Tristan?
Dush, I'm most excited about two things. One is continuing to learn and grow myself to contribute to a great place to work where I work. That's one thing I'm very, very excited about, because I think that unless all of us are engaged and wanting to be the best versions of ourselves and work closely with others, then we don't necessarily get this entrepreneurial effect that you speak of. And secondly, I'm really excited about the possibility that others will engage with this concept of a culture by design, and a culture that is sustainable, that will enable the leader to have more time and get more financial return from their business, so that the world can have more great places to work.
That is great. That's really a laudable objective, and I wish you all the best. And I would strongly encourage our listeners to go to Amazon and pick up a copy of The Best Culture is Everything, which is written by Tristan White, who's Australia's best place to work. And of course, go to tristanwhite.com.au to get a downloadable free chapter and check that out. And then by all means, go to Amazon and pick up the book. So that would be awesome. And I would strongly suggest that we can all use some great tips from Tristan's great work in this area. Tristan, thank you so much for the time you've spent with us. Wish you all the best. And, you know, once you've developed more ideas and you've written your second book, come back and tell us about it.
Absolutely, Josh. I will for sure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.